दोस्तों SBS हिंदी की लोकल टैलेंट सीरीज में आज मैं आपके लिए लेकर आया हूं एक अदाकार, निर्माता और निर्देशक जो कि सिडनी स्थित हैं और भारतीय मूल के हैं। जी हां, भारतीय मूल की दूसरी पीढ़ी बालीपादा। बाली, SBS के हिंदी कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है।
थैंक यू वेरी मच।
अपने सुनने वालों को बता दूं कि बाली हिंदी समझ सकते हैं लेकिन बोलने में इन्हें दिक्कत होती है। बाली, सबसे पहले तो हमारे सुनने वालों को बताइए कि आपके माता पिता ऑस्ट्रेलिया कब और कैसे आए?
My parents arrived in Australia in the late 80s, late 70s, early 80s. They arrived here based on my father being offered an opportunity to work here in Sydney. So my dad is a Gyani, a Sikh Gyani, and he was asked to pioneer, I guess, a new Gurdwara here in Sydney. And so I had three older siblings who were back in India, and my parents moved over here. I was born here and grew up in Western Sydney, in the Blacktown area of Western Sydney, where there's a large community of Indian community members out here.
वेस्टर्न सिडनी का तब का परिदृश्य और आज की जो स्थिति है भारतीय मूल के लोगों की, कुछ आपको बदलाव नजर आ रहे हैं?
I definitely see a difference in the diversity of Western Sydney. In the particular suburb that I grew up in, there wasn't many Indian families there, but in the general region, there definitely were. In, you know, those 20, 30 years, we've discovered how far-reaching the community has grown. So I've definitely seen the community grow and develop and spread, and, you know, more and more families coming over as well. I know my extended family has moved over from India as well and live in Western Sydney too. So the opportunities that life has provided to my family and to families that I know of that have moved here from India have been quite significant, and so have flowed on to more families coming over here and taking advantage of those opportunities available to them.
बाली, आपने सांस्कृतिक विविधता की बात की और इससे मुझे अभी याद आया कि आपको स्क्रीन ऑस्ट्रेलिया द्वारा चुना गया है खास वर्कशॉप के लिए, डेवलपिंग द डेवलपर। कुछ इसके बारे में बताएंगे?
So, I've working in the arts and entertainment industry for about 10 years now here in Australia, through my work as an actor and also producing theatre and some screen projects, and recently I have also directed some theatre as well. But a lot of my work has actually been through activism. So I noticed when I first started working here that being someone who looks Indian but sounds Australian has a challenge with being offered opportunities of work as an actor especially. And that actually caused me to move overseas. I went and lived in London for a little while because I thought opportunities there for the Indian subcontinent or South Asian communities would be stronger in the arts. And there was some opportunities that I was able to take on. But what I noticed that those opportunities were lacking here, and I made it my mission to do something about it. And about 3 years ago, I was elected the chair or the co-chair of a committee of actors with the Actors Union called Actors Equity under the Media Entertainment Arts Alliance, and which is a union that represents actors, journalists, crew members and other professionals in our industry. And this committee is called the Equity Diversity Committee, which is all about promoting multiculturalism and diversity of Australia and how that should be reflected in how Australian content is made. So if you were telling a story set in Australia, then that story, whether it is on stage or the television or a film screen, that it should also show that Australia is multicultural and diverse as well.
बाली, अगर हम बात करें आपके अपने काम की, तो आपको लगता है कि भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बीच में एक तरीके से कुछ गिने चुने लोग ही काम कर रहे हैं जिनको आप उंगलियों पर गिन सकते हैं, कुछ ऐसी फिल्में जिन्हें उंगलियों पर गिन सकते हैं, कुछ ऐसे अदाकार, निर्माता, निर्देशक? आपके अपने काम पर उसके बारे में थोड़ा बताते हुए हम बताएंगे कि बॉलीवुड का कितना असर रहा है आपके काम पे।
How that affects, how's it impacted my work and my journey? I guess I've kept it very separate. I haven't performed in Bollywood at all. I've certainly enjoyed watching it and grew up watching it. You know, family movie nights, that happened often. And obviously the prevalence of Bollywood in non-Indian communities and cultures is also really strong as well. So people associate, because I'm an Indian, I'm an actor of Indian heritage, that people automatically assume that I must perform Bollywood and love Bollywood and want to work in Bollywood. That isn't necessarily the case, but I definitely feel that, you know, representation is always important. So the fact that, you know, Bollywood is the world's largest movie industry is something to be championed. The content, I guess, and the themes might be are quite different to the stories that I relate to, but it definitely has an impact on the kind of work that I do. I find that Bollywood is quite a magical story, a journey that is, I guess, maybe about escapism and taking people on a dreamlike journey of hope and overcoming obstacles. And that has informed the work that I do, and it's also been my journey in this career path as well, because it hasn't, there have been many obstacles in my path in this career.
Bali, थोड़ा अपने काम के बारे में बताइए, सिंड्रेला के बारे में बताइए, सिंड्रेला से सिंड्रेला कैसे हो गई?
So Cinderella was a theatre, a stage production that I directed and produced and also danced in as well. So I do Bollywood dancing. So it has impacted my career significantly by incorporating that. I work with some colleagues who have an organisation that represents the South Asian LGBTQI community and about providing a voice for that community. And I've assisted them, that organization and that community, through artistic projects and finding ways to, I guess, give a platform, provide confidence and a creative experience as well. So there's a, you know, there's a lot of studies and scientific research around, you know, mental health being improved through creative activities and performing arts. So that's a big passion of mine. And so I worked, I had a catch up with my friends, and they said, we want to do this story. We want to do our version of Cinderella, where it would be set in India and at the time of the British Raj. And what if Cinderella was a boy that was transformed into a girl? So, you know, taking a lot of Hindu mythology into effect as well, about, you know, how gender is quite fluid. And it was quite a fun way to look at that, and to look at equality in validating relationships, how society looks at relationships, and really what we're trying to strive for as well. It was quite an exceptional process, where we found performers from the community that weren't necessarily actors, who had never performed before, but I worked with them to get, you know, their performance skills to a really nice, really great level that these people had never stood on a stage before, let alone spoken or acted or danced on a stage, were performing this night after night for 2 weeks, and people getting up on their feet and giving a standing ovation for their work. So yeah, it was quite a liberating experience for them, and quite impactful for the story and the community involved as well. And it was really satisfying for me to see my passion in this career being implemented on a, I guess, a social level, on a humanitarian level as well.
Bali, चलते चलते हमारे सुनने वालों के लिए, जो भारतीय मूल की पहली या दूसरी पीढ़ी के हैं और ऑस्ट्रेलिया में अदाकारी के जरिए निर्माता निर्देशक बनकर स्टेज या टीवी या स्क्रीन पर, सिनेमा स्क्रीन पर कुछ अपनी छाप छोड़ना चाहते हैं, उनके लिए क्या संदेश है?
The first thing I would say is, know who you are and what your voice is. So what do you want to say? What do you want to achieve? And find a way to express your voice. And always have a purpose. I think a purpose of contributing to others and your community is a powerful purpose, but find it through authentic means. And never stop working, never stop trying hard. There are always going to be barriers, and this is for any career, I would say, that there are challenges to pursuing many careers, and but especially in the creative and the arts industries, it can be quite challenging, especially around the job opportunities and how many opportunities exist out there. If you go in with a positive attitude, somebody that works hard and can demonstrate commitment to the work, the industry, what the industry is about, and also have an understanding of the business mindset as well that is required in our industry. People tend to think that this is a creative or arts industry, that it is a hobby, it's just about doing something something on the weekends or your spare time, and it's just for the fun of it. But it's actually a significant contributor to our economy. The creative industry sector contributes $86 billion a year to our GDP in Australia. So it is a significant economy, and understanding the business case for a creative industry is important to your work as well.
Bali, Screen Australia द्वारा दिए गए वर्कशॉप के सम्मान के लिए आपको फिर से शुभकामनाएं और SBS हिंदी में बात करने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you so much for speaking with me, and I really appreciate the time you've given me today.